Hey everyone, welcome to the Bullhawk Sports Show. This is CJ Hawk, co-host of the Bullhawk Sports Show. I am really excited to announce the beginning of a new era here on the Bullhawk Sports Show. DJ Benedict Bull and I are really excited to get back to basics. After a four-month hiatus, we are going to announce new topics here on the show. We have a few topics we are really excited to talk about on episode 106, including Bulls talk, Bears talk, state of women's wrestling, and talking about the Chicago Sky. I know you've been anticipating the return of the Bullhawk Sports Show. You've missed it. You're like, why has it not been on for months? I pay big money to listen to the Bullhawk Sports Show, and I'm just devastated. Well, do not worry. We are back here.
We're back.
We are really excited, so let's begin with beginning Bulls talk here on the show.
The band has returned. All right. So, this is 106, and I'm excited to get back to the Bulls. So how does it feel to get back to basics? We are in February, and I know we've had some downtime, which we don't normally take. We usually do separation only a week, possibly two if there's something going on. But it's been nearly four, and this is very rare territory for us. So excited for this is All-Star Weekend, and so but first we're gonna kick off with the Bulls, and to throw some terms out there, some names: Ayo, Debo, Zach. Some hot topics for right now for the Bulls. So, yeah, as a famous wrestler would say, what do you want to talk about?
As you know, the Bulls have lost six in a row, and
man, it's not the six now.
I know they stood pat at the trade deadline, but and I know another thing to talk about is that Lonzo Ball has missed the whole season, probably won't be playing at all this year.
Yeah, catch everyone up on that.
So Lonzo Ball, as you know, got hurt before the beginning of the regular season. He's only played a little bit. He missed a lot of last year as well, and now that he is gone, there's been debates. Can the Bulls become a powerhouse in the East when Lonzo returns? So, for example, the starting five right now, and this is not injury. This is what the main starting five has been most of the season. Ayo Dosunmu, point. Zach LaVine, shooting guard. DeMar DeRozan, small forward. Patrick Williams, power forward. And then Nikola Vucevic at center. And it's worked here and there because the big threes on the Bulls is supposed to be LaVine, DeRozan, and Vooch. And Ayo's inexperienced, only second year in the league. And then Patrick Williams is still young, inexperienced as well. Can that mold, can it mesh? Can they take the Bulls to a Eastern Conference, like 6th seed, 7th seed? As of now, no. They have not meshed, so to speak, the big three and the supporting cast. I know there's been a lot of injuries with other players like Devontae Green, Derek Jones Jr., other players on the bench, Caruso missed time. But the main debate between fans, media, is if they put Lonzo Ball and replaced him with Ayo, so Ayo will go back to the bench, could that be the missing piece? And to sum it up in a couple words, a couple sentences, my opinion is no. I think still there are some weaknesses with, even with Lonzo Ball. For example, the three-point shooting is still a big problem. Defense is still an issue. Because I know Caruso and Lonzo Ball are good defensively on the perimeter, but there's still some problems there. Scoring can be a problem at times. Fourth quarter management, it's been an issue. And that's when DeMar DeRozan has missed time and LaVine's missed time, but missing DeRozan has been a big problem. DJ Bennett Bull has some thoughts as well, but those are some of my quick thoughts.
Oh, yeah, it says the season entirely. We've had our challenges, and it's a year ago we had a really good start. We just, as you already know, we've discussed a lot about it in past episodes. Not very long ago, we knew that we weren't going to be a playoff team that's going to go all the way up, much less to a six seed, if you will, all the way up to second. But we've seen the mountain. We've been up first in the beginning of the season, and we know the talent we have. And with Karnišovas, we'd say, he's staying pat with what we got. He thinks is all right with what we have, and with offers that are being too big, just to sum it up. But I believe it was time to make a change. We actually collectively discussed as hosts that we believe that it was time to make at least one big move for this franchise. So I believe that's the time, and this is the time to do it, because we have been struggling for this season, and I believe that we could definitely use some more solid forward players. We've been missing that for a while, but I believe the bigger question mark is, do we have, or where is our point guard? Where is our playmaker to help us with all those little pockets of low energy and passing, as well as overall the flow of the game? We need someone that's able to facilitate that, and so that's the big hole that we are missing for the longest. And so I believe the answer is Lonzo Ball, but we have to see how he is when he comes back. And definitely optimistic on him when he does. Definitely it's not going to be 100% in terms of health, but I guess with ability to return and be in court shape, so to speak. So it's gonna take a little bit with that. If it comes during the playoffs, then it might be concerned, because we won't be at full strength with him with that. Yes, he'll be back, but that's a whole nother thing with him. But so I believe the time is now. Big rumors on before later on we get to the All-Stars, which is starting as we speak. The big day is tomorrow, Saturday, but festivities. But the big name that's been thrown around is Russell Westbrook. He is a true point guard, will we say. It's possibly be added. Not be a trade, because we are past the deadline, but we are
buyout market.
Buyout market is the word. So
So just the last thought about Lonzo. I know that people say he could come back at the end of the season or miss the whole year, but I have a huge concern about Lonzo Ball. As a man, he's good, he's fine, but as a player, I'm concerned that missing the whole entire season. He missed many games last season. Is it smart, in your opinion, to basically put keys to the franchise in a man who misses many, many games a season? And it's not like this year and second half of last season was the first year he ever got injured. Lonzo Ball has been notorious for missing many games throughout his career. And there's even rumors that he might have to retire due to injury. So do you think that it's best to, in free agency at the end of this year, to look for a point guard, or do you think it's best to say Lonzo Ball, he'll get back, baby. Let's just keep it to him. What's your opinion?
I believe it's better to look out for that point guard if we could still keep him. That's another thing. It's like, but I believe what the Bulls are going to do is have him stay and see what we got with him. He's, once again, we all know, it's been covered everywhere. It's like, he's still young, obviously, and I believe we're the type of team that, like, we don't know what we have yet. Like, yes, we have some good guys, but we don't know how it is. We've gotten a taste of how that is a year ago, give or take, exactly a year ago, that we can be the best of the best, but we haven't had, like, a season-long I don't like to use the word experiment, but like the season-long outlook of experience to see what we can be in that light. So I believe that's what the Bulls are looking to do. And even though, you know, we don't go far further in the playoffs as we did, much less make the playoffs this year, that we will go from there. But I believe there's a bigger plan, it does start with having everyone together, and then when Lonzo Ball's ready to come back, have everyone together, and finally see what we can do. So as we've heard from many other podcasters, like I'll throw out there, Bull Central, there's like. Like the guy likes to name, like, oh, the Bulls are the biggest question mark in the East. Probably at the point now, it's almost like comical. It's like, all right, they might be the biggest question mark in the entire league. It's like, all right, I won't go that far.
I'd say one of the biggest concerns.
Yeah, but one of the biggest ones, and it doesn't help that, you know, the way that ESPN is, they downplay or they kind of blow up anything with the Bulls. They don't really treat them with the respect, but they, yeah, that comes with it now.
Yeah, so that is our talk about the Bulls. Just keep an eye out for the buyout market. Will Russell Westbrook take over for Io, or will they keep the same starting five?
Yeah, we'll discuss more if Russell joins us, but as for now, just in a few words, let's give our opinions on him joining. Kind of neutral on him.
Yeah, I'm neutral because he's going to be on the team for like 20-25 games. If he joins, he's a free agent at the end of the year, of course. But I don't know if signing him at this point, I think the thing to look at is, are the Bulls going to give up because they're like 8 games under 500 or whatever they are at the moment? Or are the Karnisivis, Eversley, Billy Donovan's to like, we can make it in the play-in, we can make it to the 10th seed sneak in? Where are they looking, like, goals-wise? Are they going to sneak into the play-in, or they say, okay, it's over, let's just prepare for next season, we'll make some decisions over the summer? I don't know at the moment, because I know stars-wise, of course, they want to sneak into the playoffs. DeMar, Zach LaVine, Vooch all want to be in the playoffs. They don't want to be sitting at home watching TV.
Yeah, especially DeRozan. I believe DeRozan cares the most.
I think so.
Like, look at him. He's, we'll say later, but like he's always been that all-star level player. Like, and every all-star, let's remind everyone, like, misses shots and has had bad stretch here, even the biggest of them. But yeah,
well, of the three of them, he's had the most success in the playoffs. DeMar,
That's the word.
He's taken the Raptors team to the Eastern Conference Finals before, where Zach only made it for the first time, I believe. What was it, last season?
Little experience, yeah.
Vucci, I think he's made it a few, but the Bucks had any playoff success besides DeMar. And I think he has the most drive, most, like, he wants to win an NBA title.
Yeah, it's incredible. Out of those three, we got to throw out there that he is the eldest, but that doesn't mean that he still isn't good. He's been good for a long time and still is. Like, it feels like he's 25 again, right? Like, yes, probably some people say, like, he slowed down a little bit, but, like, not really much.
And I know people say that he's a mid-range master, which is dying art, but there's a place for that. I think that it would work a whole lot better if the Bulls could target someone such as a Joe Harris, a three-point... Because I would say Steph Curry, but that's not realistic. Someone who's like a three-point machine, a three-point maestro, like someone like that, who could help bounce out the mid-range success the Bulls do tend to have. Because the best three-point shooter who's playing on a daily basis, I don't know it on percentage statistics, but I believe it is Zach LaVine.
Yes.
So it's
got to be.
They could get someone who could come in, like, starting or off the bench, who's three-point, that's his success, like, his what he's best at. That would help a whole lot. Because I know they said that Lonzo Ball, but... is he ever going to play again? We need someone now, like off the buyout market, maybe.
Oh, yes.
Who could come and start shooting the lotteries.
Vooch, LaVine, Kobe, they are the three best three-point shooters and for us. So.
And I like Vooch shooting threes down the middle, but...
I still get that feeling, actually, like when he does it, like, it's gonna work. It's like... Yeah.
I don't mind him doing that, but
yeah.
He really needs to be in the paint. That's where he should be playing, as this big center rebounder.
He's slamming on everyone.
He's going to be dunking.
He should do that more. I don't know. Like I believe we're missing that too. Like,
yeah.
Not only like, oh, Javante, like fast break dunk. It's like, come on, we got the tools. Like we have one of the best centers ever in the league. In Vooch, so why not? Like, we need to talk about aggressive. Like, we need that center. Like, I believe we need someone to set that example. So, like, we need the big guy like P. Will, who's really just getting started, and someone like Vooch to do that is what we need. So,
just final thought before we move on to some congratulations to two Bulls players, the Bulls. What is your prediction, percentage-wise, will they sign Russell Westbrook?
Based on, well, we connect, look at the connection, Coach Donovan.
That's true.
I mean, it's quite fun to see that, like, having your old coach almost recruit, you know, someone from back in, so... OKC, there's that relation. So I believe they're trying to recruit him in a way. I know it's not that way, but like buyout, it happens. Well, we gotta wait till that happens, but to put out there, I say yes, we are going to sign Westbrook.
I'll say no.
No. Right. We're gonna wait for...
Right. My Somewhere. Reasons for no. We've already discussed the reasons for yes, so I'll say the reasons
for
no.
This predictions.
Yeah.
All right.
I say no, prediction-wise, because
he's
mentioned teams he's interested in, such as the Clippers, Heat. And Russell Westbrook is a man.
And now they look more appealing.
He's a man who's always wanted to win a title. He's one of his dreams. He's not won a title.
True that.
So if he joined the Bulls, the chance of a title would be zero. So it'd make more sense to join, like, for example... the Clippers, who don't have the best shot, but he could join the Clippers with Kawhi and Paul George, and like maybe that could...
I like that combo.
That would make sense. Actually. So I'd say no. And the losing streak has hurt the Bulls' chances, I would say. Mm. Okay, moving on. Two Bulls players have etched their name in the All-Star festivities this season. As you know, now six-time All-Star, captain of the Bulls, in my opinion. Best player, in my opinion. DeMar DeRozan
King is of the made fourth. It. Clutch champ.
He's now all-star again.
Dub Marvelous. Happens to be from Compton.
Yep. Which I've been
to. Rose above, yes. Oh, yes, you have. Half of us.
And well-deserved. He's an all-star yet again. I'm glad the Bulls got at least one all-star in the lineups.
Yes. It had to be him.
He's the only one that made sense.
Yeah, totally. It's... Yeah, he does it. He does it for the sixth time. I believe this is 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
It feels like three, but it does. It's like... All right, he's in it. Like, I believe he should be starting. But I believe in the level, I guess they... You know, politically... Look at some of the others, like Joel. Like, all right, he's not up there, but like...
Personally, I would say he should not be starting, but that's just me.
Sure, why not?
If you're looking at statistics.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, totally. And the Bulls are
losing,
it.
Too.
I get it.
The other teams are all winning right now.
Yeah. We're grateful that he's in. And,
Second, congratulations. Second,
this is as of yesterday. This player is going to be replacing a Houston Rocket player. I believe he is directly replacing Green from the Rockets, and that is Chicago's own Ayo Dosunmu. He'll be playing in the NBA Rising Stars game. As you know, the format has changed. We've had USA versus the world, and as of last year, it's the new format with rookies, sophomores, some G League Ignite players, college players, no, some players from all over, really up and coming players. And so it's very cool to see a nod to him. This will be the second straight time and year that Ayo has been selected to be part of this game. So excited for him, and I know he's gonna be amazing out there. Very, very happy. It was like a light during the day. It's like seeing that. Very proud.
I'm very proud as well. Great to have Ayo make the Rising Stars game.
Some Shy City talent in this joint.
That concludes our Bulls talk for episode 106. We are now going to move to some more NBA festivities. And I'm very excited for this. This is the third year, I believe. If it's not, you could call the Bulldog Sports Show, message, whatever.
Ring, but ring.
I believe this is the third year in a row that we have done, wait for it, drum roll, our all-star.
A proper drum.
Well, I wish we did, but we don't.
No one does. Usually.
All-star.
Impromptu.
All-star draft. DJ Bounty Bowl and I have really enjoyed this. Actually, one of my favorite things we do here on the program is where we're changing up this year. Do not worry. It's not stale, not boring, not dull. Where doesn't lead too many adjectives, I think, but too many verbs,
superlatives.
Yes, superlatives. But we do it. How it works is DJ Bunny and Bull.
See, I told you it's gonna be fun.
Have a captain, and the two captains this season are Giannis and LeBron, and we are gonna flip a coin this year. So it's not unfair. Not like DJ Bunny and Bull is immediately like Giannis. I'm like LeBron, and then it's over. We're going to flip a coin, and then to make it more fun, from all the All-Stars, doesn't matter about East or West, we're going to draft them, and then we'll talk about, like, at the end, which team do we think would win for real, that kind of thing.
Sure.
So, we're going to flip a coin. We have chosen a dime to flip. I wish we had a quarter, but neither of us did. So we're just going to flip
this
a
is
dime.
Circulated from 1993.
DJ Bounty Bull is going to flip the dime.
All right.
Let's see And which is, so how do you want to do it? Do you want to say heads is LeBron, tails is Giannis, or how do you want to do it?
Yes, let's do heads LeBron and then tails is Giannis.
All right, so who's choosing? So are you choosing, do you want to choose heads or do you want to do tails? Because if it's, you want Giannis, if you, because let's see.
Yeah, we also threw out an idea of picking from a hat, too.
That's true.
So,
Do you want to do that instead?
I believe we could do that. You know what? We could do that where the coin is where the randomizing goes, is because what we could do is pick randomly heads or tails, and then that's the order. What the winner gets to pick from the hat.
Okay, that sounds fun.
First.
DJ Man Bull is going to talk about why he loves basketball, why I grab us a hat. As you can tell, it's his impromptu. We didn't prepare whatsoever.
Oh, we prepared it, right. Well, yeah, that's part of the fun. Just like Jason Benetti or, he's more of a commentator, but more so Casey Johnson coming on to the announce booth and calling the Bulls game. That was quite fun. But we have a huge lineup. Yes, we haven't announced who to choose from, but here's the fun. I believe we've done this these past 3 years. Because we went on and chose or announced the players first, or did we not announce the pool?
We can announce them, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if anyone knows that.
Yeah, so this year, we proudly say we voted almost every day for who we wanted, and we're happy to say that some have made it. And yes, some of them secondary, some of them replacements. That comes with every year due to injury or last minute changes that causes, such as injury mostly. So we're gonna start with the West. As we already mentioned a few times, but we're going to say for the West, the captain is LeBron James of the Los Angeles Lakers. And then, and here are the remaining starters. Starters, Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks. Lauri Markkanen of the Utah Jazz, Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies, and Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets. Continuing for the reserves on the West, Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors, Zion Williamson of New Orleans Pelicans, Anthony Edwards of Minnesota Timberwolves, De'Aaron Fox of the Sacramento Kings, Paul PG-13 George of the Los Angeles Clippers, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of Oklahoma City Thunder, Jaren Jackson Jr. of the Memphis Grizzlies, Damian Lillard of Portland Trailblazers, and Domantas Sabonis of Sacramento Kings.
Now for the Eastern Conference poll, Captain Giannis.
Antetokounmpo.
Starters we have are from the Philadelphia 76ers, Joel Embiid. From the Dallas Mavericks, Kyrie Irving. Cavaliers, Donovan Mitchell. Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum. From the Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant. Miami Heat, Bam Adebayo. Celtics, Jaylen Brown. Bulls, DeMar DeRozan. Pacers, Tyrese Haliburton. Bucks, Drew Holiday. Knicks, Julius Randle. And Raptors, Pascal Siakam. Coached by Joe Mazzulla from the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, reminder. Nuggets is Mike Malone is coaching for the West.
Okay, we are now going to flip a coin, and then we are going to choose out of a hat. The coin is to decide who chooses first, which technically means they can get who they want. We can't see, but all right. You play flip the coin.
Heads or tails?
I'll go tails. Let's do it again. Cause
one more time. Free air.
My leg was too close when we flipped it.
Yeah. Let's make it fair. It landed on... Stays here.
That's tails.
It's tails.
Alright. So I chose tails, so I get to choose first. Let's take it up a little bit. You can't see. Eyes are looking. Okay, I chose. And I didn't look, couldn't read it, because I purposely flipped it.
Mm-hmm.
So my player is... all, like, folded up. Is...
it's wrapped up.
LeBron.
All right.
I got LeBron. So you get...
which means I have Giannis. If we were picking ourselves, I believe this would be the result.
I would have chosen the bomb. So actually, it would have been the right result.
It wasn't all for nothing, though.
No, I didn't mind.
This is a true draft.
More fair.
Up to the minute. All right.
All right, so I guess that means... I go first because I won the coin toss, so I guess I get to choose first pick.
Yeah, unless you want to flip it once again.
Sure. Okay. Why not? All right. I guess we're just flipping the coin. Or... yeah.
So we choose the same. You want to stick with the same?
Sure. All right. Tails. I'll be tails. You'll be heads.
All right. This for first, whichever it lands on. It is tails.
Oh, wow, again. So I get to choose first.
You do get to choose first.
And I'll write down the picks so we don't lose track.
For sure.
All right. With my first pick, I am choosing from the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic. He's one of the best players in the league. The All-Star game is all about shooting. And his passing and shooting are dynamic dynamite. And he'll kick ass in an All-Star event.
Yeah, just preface. You can choose from the starters or...
reserves.
Reserves in no order. And also from either conference.
Right.
So... all right, my first pick for Giannis is the spectacular from Mr. Spectacular from the Cleveland Cavaliers, Donovan Mitchell. Yeah, we need to combat the offensive to be, you know, have an excellent shooter. He is the guy.
All right. My second pick for Team LeBron is one of my favorite players in the league. And I think he'd be, as he always is, very exciting to watch in the All-Star game, and that is Joel Embiid.
All right, now with that, do you want to do sort of more fantasy, like, or does it matter? I guess we could do this after, maybe, like, who we would like to see as starters, but, like,
oh, that's
who
fine,
we
yeah.
choose that are from the starters are starters, right?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you choose them from the East. All right. My second pick for Team Giannis is from the Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, the Joker, doesn't kid. Yep, two-time Kia MVP. Things looking up for Nuggets, and one of the best mans in the middles.
All right, with my third pick, I am choosing from the Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum.
All right. And then for my third pick for Team Giannis is the home team of the Utah Jazz is Lauri Markkanen, former Bull. He is actually risen up in the ranks, originally supposed to be a reserve. He should be standing already, but he does replace Zion Williamson for this in the starters. So we're not doing any real order.
No,
I choose him first time ever he has made it.
All right, with my fourth pick, I am choosing from the
quite a few guard forwards.
Yeah,
forward center. Center.
Trying forwards. To figure out who we want to choose.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with Steph Curry. I know he's missing due to injury, but that doesn't matter. Still could choose.
Yes. It's all part of the fun. Right. With my fourth pick for Team Giannis is from the Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards. He is also out. This will be his first All-Star appearance. He is out injured and...
No, he's an injury replacement.
Oh yeah, he's the replacement. Well, yeah, I flip-flopped that. Yes, but I choose him.
All right, with my fifth pick for Team LeBron, I am choosing from the...
Back to the East. They have way more.
From the... from the New Orleans Pelicans, Zion Williamson. Just because he'd be fun to be dunking all over the place and like...
Yeah. Don't forget the Rising Stars game.
Right.
Team USA is when they're still doing that. My fifth pick is... from the Milwaukee Bucks, Drew Holiday. That leave my teammate hanging.
All right, my sixth pick for Team LeBron Easy one. Chicago Bulls legend, DeMar DeRozan.
This is a storyline. A year ago, they were on the same team.
That's true.
That means we had LaVine with Giannis, is that correct?
I think so.
Yeah. What a duo. but yeah, that's fun too. friends too. Lots of friends. Next. My sixth pick is from the Memphis Grizzlies, Jaren Jackson Jr. This will be his first overall appearance in the All-Star game. He's an all-defensive player. I believe we need that. Not that we don't already have plenty of big guys, but yes, I believe he can can go over well too. Dunking.
My seventh pick from Portland Trailblazers, Damian Lillard.
You love Dame, both of us.
Yep. But I need an air point guard. I have a couple, but it doesn't hurt to have them. Yeah,
of course. Man,
What?
It's, I don't know, some reason it made me laugh. I guess it's the joy, but my seventh pick for my team is from the Memphis Grizzlies once again, Ja Morant. You had it written.
I do. I mean, when you scrolled up here, the only options were Irving or speaking, Morant. Yeah. I was like,
logically speaking,
you don't like Irving,
or do I?
I don't think
he's all right. We do need a solid point guard. Doesn't hurt, like you said. This is second time and he does replace Steph Curry for the starters. So.
Alright, my eighth pick, gonna be an NBA Hall of Famer. He can't be drafted this low. Kevin Durant.
I like how you're about to say it, you're grabbing the pen. It's like you're signing contracts.
Yep.
Larry Bird trophy. So it was, alright, KD?
Yeah.
Alright. I thought you didn't like him.
He's fine, but I mean, it's just a game. He's got to be drafted.
Ah, yes. I know that. All right. So my eighth pick for Team Giannis is... look at me. that will go to... Boston Celtics' Jaylen Brown.
Shoot, I was going to choose him next. Oh, well.
He's arguably, actually, without argument, number two guy.
Easily.
In Boston. Second time. Second appearance?
Yeah.
We haven't used that term yet.
All right. My knife pick is...
I know who's staring at you.
One of my favorite point guards in the league. He's very foxy. That is De'Aaron Fox from the Sacramento Kings.
As you can tell, our emotions come out when he's named.
Yes. He is underrated, in my opinion.
A lot. Very meaningful.
He's finally got All-Star appearance. They can no longer say he's not good enough. He's finally got one.
Yeah.
And I know his injury replacement, but who cares?
Yes. Get that out of there. He should be in a while back. All right, with my ninth pick. Not trying to do a coup, but this is will be another first-timer. He has been a all-rookie that is from the Indiana Pacers, Tyrese. I have to say it this way. Tyrese Halliburton.
He was my backup one in case you'd chosen guard. Fox already.
Yeah. You already have a number zero, so. Not that I didn't have it, but yes. It's number 21.
Alright. My 10th pick is De'Aaron Fox's teammate, DeMontis Sabonis.
Alright, that messes together, so. Yeah. He's so slim that he looks like a guard, but he's tall, that is totally... Yeah,
and for that. Third-time All-Star, rebounding machine.
Yeah, leader.
Fun fact: his dad played in the NBA and was also a All-Star as well.
Arvis, how you say it?
Donis, I think. Sabonis, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what.
He's All-Star. So that's what on the Trailblazers.
A B something. Yeah. So that makes him not a junior.
No, because not the same name.
Yes, yes, indeed. my 10th pick is from the Toronto Raptors, Pascal Siakam. Second time appearing in this game, festivities in this game itself. He is a replacement for injury.
My 11th pick is one of my favorite big men in the league from the New York Knicks, Julius Randle.
Oh, yes.
Also, fun fact, he is a replacement in the three-point contest.
Oh, yes. As of today.
And the two-time All-Star.
17th? Yeah. President's Day coming soon. Some reason. I know the 17th is a different thing for the next month. Yes. Lots of deals happening. My 11th pick is... All the starters, the projected starters are taken, right?
Except Kyrie.
Except for Kyrie.
Still there.
Right, all right. He's last in many drafts. we already chose him, right? All right. My pick is Bam Adebayo from the Miami Heat. Fun fact, he's been in the Skills Challenge, and he won. Is it 2020?
Yeah.
Before we came into this. So, only his second appearance. And he is a all-defensive player. Team player. Star.
My...
Feature superstar.
12th pick. And there are only three options left. The options left are... SGA, Paul George, or Kyrie Irving. Those are the only three options left because one of us will have an extra man due to being uneven. But my 12th pick is
flip a coin for that one.
From the Oklahoma City Thunder, SGA, Shea Gilgeous Alexander.
All right. See. Pick PG.
There's only two options, so.
It's DeRozan, isn't it? No, sorry.
It's George or Irving, that's it.
Both will be playing. That's the thing. Alright, go out a limb and choose from the Dallas Mavericks, 11, Kyrie Irving. This makes his 8th appearance in All-Star game. He is 3-time All-NBA and 2014 All-Star MVP. So he brings some massive experience. The guard who nearly landed in Dallas. That was quite a shocker.
Yeah, that's surprising.
So, and so for the last one, is the uneven. Happens to be on the West. They have more players. You want to flip a coin for that? Okay. One as well, who lands that extra player? And it's actually going to be intriguing to watch the game and see, like, if this player is going to be, like, really good in it. Whoever has him, we'll see. Put on tails, is that fine? It's changing it. It's heads.
All right, so do you want the extra pick or no? It makes sense to have it, of course, but...
Yes, I'll have it. Okay. I'll choose it.
All right, so DJ Benny Bull.
I'll take him.
From the Clippers?
Yeah, yes, yeah, we have the choice too. So, you have PG-13, 8-time, 8th appearance, All-NBA, 6 times.
Surprised he's last.
2013 most improved player. He belongs on the Clippers. He's been good lately.
I know. I'm surprised we chose him last. I thought he'd have chosen him a lot earlier. But
yeah, I guess he's like kind of like out of sight. It's like for a while. Like, also like Clippers, we don't really watch.
We don't watch them really.
But I believe they've been on quite a bit lately. But
As you can tell, we know more about the Eastern Conference teams because they're in the same conference as the Bulls.
They've been the better, talent wise since these last 2 years, right? So,
okay, that concludes our draft for Team LeBron, Team Giannis.
Yeah. So you want to do a quick recap? So from. Team Giannis. Actually, let's start. Yes, this time. Myself and then.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, Team Giannis, my team. Starters are Giannis, Antetokounmpo, Donovan Mitchell, Nikola Jokic, Lauri Markkanen, and Ja Morant. Reserves, PG-13, Paul George, Kyrie Irving, Pascal Siakam. Where's that one?
Where?
I believe Bam, right?
That's Bam,
yeah. Bam Adebayo, Tyrese Halliburton, Jaylen Brown, Jaren Jackson Jr., Drew Holiday, and Anthony Edwards. I'm sure if I mixed up the Kyrie's starter as well. I believe also due to the extra guy.
All right, so for Team LeBron, my picks were starting are LeBron, Luka Doncic, Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, and Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. Bench, Zion, DeMar DeRozan, Damian Lillard, Kevin Durant, De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis, Julius Randle, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And DJ Bamble has one more man, so I did not have an extra. So,
yeah, kind of evens out.
That's our draft. And I decided to nix the talking about which would win because it would be too biased. We both would be... It's obviously Team LeBron, obviously Team Giannis. So we're gonna cut that. But
yeah,
but
who we have is our pick.
Who we have is our picks.
Yeah, is our pick to win, basically.
And I am.
Call from pharmacy.
Thrilled that we got to talk about it. this time. It went very well.
Yes.
Both of us. We have to draft who we wanted.
Yeah. Throw this one out here. If we were to get hands-on and choose who would be our starters, who would it be? It could be based on stats, but also, like, favorites, who we would like to see do that, do their thing in this game. I would like to hear that. I don't have parentheses. But yes.
And we decided as a duo to conclude episode 106 right here, due to it being 1 hour long and NBA focus driven. It makes sense to not jumble a million things. So thank you so much for listening to the episode reboot, in a sense, of the Blown Rock Sports Show.
Yep.
Do you have any parting words?
Yes. Yeah, thank you for listening, and as this comes out, yeah, I hope you can hear before Sunday for the game. It should be fun, and yeah, we'll have more throughout the next week, and more of recap on All-Star festivities. But we'll definitely be talking more about local team, namely the Bears, and also about pro wrestling, the state of women's wrestling, and one to remember, and this is one wrestler, super WWE superstar in particular, and that is Sami Zayn. So
we could easily decide to do this as a episode 106 part 2 that we release next week. We're still debating, still figuring out what works best, but at the moment we might do this as part 1, the NBA draft, Bulls news, Arsenal news, mm-hmm. and then conclude with part 2, which would be Bears news, women's wrestling, Sami Zayn talk, and potentially WNBA, Chicago Sky news. So thank you. Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the brand new episode of Block Sports Show. We appreciate your being fans of the show, your support, your positive comments, and feedback. If you have any feedback about this episode, you want to get in touch, let us know on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, around there. It's Block Sports Show. See you next time. Peace out, baby.